is another I am statement, but not one that is typically used in this list of seven that we find dominant in the book of John. In Exodus chapter 3, God introduced himself to Moses, "Tell them, I am has sent you." And by calling himself I am, God was declaring his identity as the one who always is, was, and ever will be. He was revealing himself as God. That's what he was doing. I am that I am. Tell them I am has sent you. And so seven times in the Gospel of John, there are statements where Jesus refers to himself by saying, I am the door, I am the vine, I am the good shepherd, I am the light of the world, I am the way, the truth, the life, I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus is revealing different aspects about himself as he is showing himself to be God. And this is what we were talking about in Sunday school this morning. In VBS this week, we will examine five of those statements. Thank you, Mick. He could hear my singing was a little off this morning. We'll examine five of those statements this week. So in the sermon this morning, we're going to look at the other two statements plus one. And that is found in the text that was read this morning. In Sunday school this morning, we discussed the passage in John 6, verse 35, I am the bread of life. And I know that you young people in class today, that's the text that y'all had. And of course, this is dealing with the fact that Jesus is the source of our sustenance. He is our spiritual food. He is our spiritual drink. He's what keeps us going. He's what keeps us alive. The worlds were created by him and are held together by the word of his power. All things that are today are because of Jesus. And the reason that you had food this morning is because of Jesus. The reason you will have lunch after a while is because Jesus is the one that provides it. He's the one that's given us all things to enjoy. He is the bread of life. But not only physical life, but he's spiritual food. He is the source of life in heaven, eternal life. Tonight we'll learn that Jesus is the light of the world, John 8, verse 12. He guides and guards our steps. The next day then, tonight we'll learn that. Tomorrow then we'll learn from John 14, 6, we'll hear Jesus say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. Jesus is the one that gives life, and it's abundant life, both here and eternal life hereafter. On Tuesday night, Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. And as the resurrection and the life, he is the power that provides life for us. The power to overcome sin and death, both physical and spiritual. And then finally, on Wednesday night, we'll close out with when we hear Jesus proclaim, I am the good shepherd. And this is one of my favorite stories from the book of John, as we find our Lord is our protector and our provider. That's what a shepherd does. And a story you're going to learn from that is Breakfast by the Seaside from the last chapter of John. Wonderful story, and you kids are going to enjoy that so much on Wednesday. So we've got a great week ahead of us. This morning then, we'll look briefly at the two statements Jesus made. I am the door, and I am the vine. The title of this sermon, He Said, I Am. I am. We begin with the door. Jesus says, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. John 10 verses 9 and 10. Some translations say that Jesus is referring to himself as the way or the gate through which they enter. But the King James says the door. The New King James says the door. Most translations say Christ is the door. He's the door of our salvation. He's the doorway through which we have access to God. Jesus is the only hope we have of getting to heaven. He is the means by which we come to God. So he says, I am the door. I am the entrance. You come to God through me. Salvation is all about deliverance. And when Jesus speaks of being saved, he's specifically talking about a change in your spiritual condition. Without Christ, you're without hope. Without Christ, you have no salvation. You have nothing to look forward to beyond this life. You better pray that God gives you a long and happy life here, because without Christ, that's all you're going to have that's good. What you have to look forward to is horror and suffering if you don't have Christ in your life. Because one day you're going to breathe your last breath. One day your heart's going to stop. One day they're going to plant your body in the ground. And your spirit's going to go back where it came from, go back to God. And God's going to do with you what he has to do. And if Jesus is at the heart of your life, if he is the one that's provided life for you, if you have entered in through the door, which is Christ, heaven will be your home. But if you haven't, you have no access. Jesus is the way of life. And so we're talking about a change in our spiritual status. And that's the reason Jesus came. He came to save that which was lost. We can do nothing about our own sin ourselves. We can't do enough good to be saved. We can't be saved based on how much we know. We can't be saved by our ability to be generous and to do good works and to be kind. We can't be saved by being good. We can only be saved by the blood of Jesus. That's the only way we're going to go to heaven. Sin calls for a Savior. And not just any Savior, but a Savior who conquered the cross, a Savior that bled and died, a Savior that rose from the grave and now sits at the right hand of God. The seventh I Am statement that we read about is from John chapter 15, verse 1. Jesus says in John 10, I am the door. Now let's go to the other one. I am the vine. In John 15, verses 1 through 11, Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit. So you will be my disciples. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. I love this passage. Of course, it goes on in John 15, verse 14 to say, you are my friends if you do what I say. The point of it is, Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. You cut a branch off a tree, how long is that branch going to live? Well, it withers and dies quickly. It dries up. Mama, you want a good hickory switch, you got to go cut it right off the tree right now, because you wait a while, it's going to dry up and it ain't going to be very effective. It doesn't tickle the legs like it should. I guess I shouldn't be talking about that in this age of political correctness, but I had hickory tea many times myself growing up, and hickory tea is not such a bad brew. It's a bitter brew, but it helps. That's another story for another time. The point of it is, when you cut a branch off the vine or off the tree, the branch is going to die. Jesus says, I'm the vine. Now, some of you have grapes, some of you have muscadines and scuppernons and various and sundry other exotic plants that bear these little clusters of fruit. And you have these vines that are growing on your place, and you prune those vines and you keep them dressed nice. But that main vine, you got to protect that thing. You don't cut that off. You cut the branches off. You don't cut the vine. But those branches that you cut off that vine, too bad. They're gone. They're gone. They will not produce fruit. They will not continue to live. You got to keep them on the vine to have life. And Jesus is saying, abide in me, and my word abides in you, and you'll have life. And he says, and I love you. Abide in my love. Jesus is always going to love you, but you can cut yourself off from the benefits of his love. You know, there are lots of parents that love their children, but the children cut themselves off from the benefit of mama's and daddy's love. They run off, they go away, they don't come around, they don't mess with them, they're just on their own and live their own life. And mama and daddy would love to be there for them and to be a blessing to them. But the kids, they go do their own thing. And they cut themselves off from the benefit of mama's and daddy's love. Well, Jesus says, don't lose the benefit of my love. Abide in my love. And you abide in my love by doing what I say, by keeping my commandments. I am the vine. What does this mean to abide in him? Well, the word abide simply means to remain or to stay. And so think about connection. The branches are connected to the vine. They can't be separated from it. In order for it to live, it has to stay connected. When you break that connection, the branch dies. No connection, no life. You have to stay connected to the vine. Stay connected to Christ. People say, I don't need the church. I'll take Jesus, but I don't need the church. Let me just tell you, the church, that's what those branches are. It's those people, the individuals. If a man abide not in me as a branch, he is cast off, he withers, he dies, he's gathered up and burned in the fire. We abide in Christ together. That's what the church is all about. So there's connection. All of you branches need to know something. All of you branches, you need to know something, all right? To abide in him means to draw life from him. If you're cut off from Jesus, you lose the source of life. He says, I am the life. I am the life. Because Jesus is the only way, he's the only truth, he's the only life, he's the true vine, he's the one that gives us life. So we abide in the vine. He is the vine. Jesus is the door, he's the access to the Father. He is the vine, he's the sustainer. You know, what good does it do to start a race if you don't finish the race? You've not accomplished anything. Start the race and don't finish it. It's kind of embarrassing, isn't it, not to finish a race? I've seen in the Olympics, so the Olympics are coming up. I love the Olympics. But they're coming up, and I've seen so many races where an individual, they're running a marathon or a very long, long race, and I've seen individuals fall down and just tear up their legs on those tracks. They're bleeding and hurting so bad, but they won't stop. They get up and they finish the race, even if they finish completely last place. And it may be a long time before the race was over long ago, but they don't stop till they finish that race. That's abiding. That's hanging in there. So Jesus is the door, the access, but then he's the vine. He's that which sustains us and gets us to finish the race. So we get both of those. And then finally this morning, I'll make this point. From our text this morning, as we read in John chapter 13, not one of the traditional seven I ams in the book of John, but no less important is this one found in John 13 verse 19, when Jesus said, I am he. I am he. I tell you before it comes, that when it comes to pass, you may believe that I am he. Who is Jesus? He is the Son of God. He's the prophesied Messiah. He is the Christ, the Savior of the world. He is God with us. Who is Jesus? He is God. I am he. He is the Creator. He is the Savior of the world. He's the giver of life, the sustainer of life. He is the Son of God. Jesus is God. I am the door, access to life, abundant life. I am the vine, sustaining life. We abide in Christ, abide in the vine, abide in His love. Stay with Him. Don't leave. And we'll make it to heaven. And he says, I am he. I am the one that's going to save you. I am the one that was coming. The Jews rejected him. They didn't believe he was he. Jesus said, but I am. Didn't change it, did it? You may not believe him. That doesn't change it. He's still the Son of God. He said, I am he. And that's what Jesus meant. He said, I am. We need to remember that. We don't ever need to forget Jesus is God. We can't understand it. We can't comprehend it. But he is, nonetheless, God. God can't die, I know. But he died anyway. And he rose again the third day. You can't understand it, but you can believe it. And you can have faith. Jesus knew what he was doing. The Father knew what he was doing. The Holy Spirit knew what he was doing. We don't have to know. We just have to have faith and trust. He is our door. He's our access to the Father. And he is the vine. He's the source of life. He sustains us on this journey through this world so that one day we can be in heaven with him. Consider these things as you remember when Jesus said, I am he. Remember that. And you'll be blessed by it. If you're not a Christian, what better time than right now to give your life to the Lord? And if you're already one of his people, but you've not been faithful to him, it's time to rededicate your life to him and come home before it's eternally too late. If there is any way we can help you this morning to obey the gospel or to come back to God, whatever your need, we invite and encourage you to come right now if you need to as we stand and sing.